Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money
at Menards. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Florida, a man extorts over $80,000 from his wife after he claims cartel involvement. In Texas, a teen is arrested after a BB gun prank that went awry on the beach. And gangbangers are selling fake IDs and green cards to migrants in New York. These stories and more coming at you today, Thursday, March 14th on Real Life Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
And I'm Mike Agavino.
Thirsty Thursday. Gotta have it.
Well, yep. But you started your recess mood this week.
I did, and there
you are. How's that going so tasty. Far?
And I needed it after the hog hunt weekend and the stress of the week before.
Okay, so your Thirsty Thursday does not include any Shiner Bock.
It's too early to tell, probably. Nothing's finer than an icy cold Shiner.
I had some Shiners the other day. Didn't help my golf game any, but they were fun.
Got you a head shave.
Stay away from the shiners from now on. Use that as a marketing ploy for this boys.
But hey, we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. And let's get down to some crime time for Thirsty Thursday.
And we're going to start in Florida. And a Melbourne, Florida man has been arrested after extorting over $80,000 from his wife.
Oh, how do you extort?
I've wondered the same thing, Woody Everton. We're going to tell you all about it. Well, he had a cocaine habit. And he falsely claimed he was involved with a drug cartel. So this genius, Eric Paul Johnson, who was 29, was charged with grand theft of $100,000 or more, organized fraud to obtain property valued at over $50,000, and a bunch of other felonies. Johnson's wife returned home from work and saw several messages from an unknown phone number. In the messages, this person demanded various sums of money. Johnson told his wife they were being blackmailed and that a man named Troy was going to help him out. The person who sent the messages told Johnson's wife that her husband would be hurt or killed if she did not send money to a Cash App account. For instance, one of the messages read in part, $500 now for my family or things will happen. In another message, a person wrote, $500 now or buenas noches.
Good night,
which means good night in Spanish. Right. Very good. Right. Johnson was missing when the messages were sent. That this was not the first time he had disappeared and ransom was demanded. Just 2 months before Johnson's wife reported him missing, he started to disappear frequently because he allegedly owed money to a cartel. Once she paid the ransom to the alleged cartel, Johnson would come home. When Johnson disappeared in December, he was in possession of his wife's car. She told police she believed he returned it to the house on the day of the kidnapping, noting that she saw an outfit he was previously wearing in the bedroom. Johnson met his wife in May of 2020, and he disclosed to her that he used cocaine and marijuana, but also worked for a drug cartel. He also told her he was running a large quantity of cocaine, which was ultimately intercepted and resulted in a loss of $60,000, and that she would need to help him pay off the debt. Nearly 2 years before the couple married, he stole $9,000 from his future wife by pulling money out of ATMs around Melbourne, Florida. And between May of 2020 and December of 2023, Johnson received $18,120 from his wife and a total of $124,000 from her and other sources. On Friday of last week, he pled not guilty to the charges.
So they must have not had a joint banking account.
Apparently not. And, yes.
And then what's the max amount so of money? What's the max amount of money you can send through a Cash App? Because you kept asking for $500. Is that the most you can get?
I don't know. Probably. I'll look that up while we're talking about it.
Why didn't she just say, look, man, let me just pay this debt off, and that way they'll quit harassing us. Maybe.
Well, it's different amounts you're allowed to based upon your status with the bank, but different amounts flag to be tried. Like a lot of prior suspicious years, you didn't have to worry about money you sent through Zelle, and now every dime you send through Zelle is tracked and you got to report it and everything. So
Cash App lets you send and receive up to $1,000 within a 30-day period.
Huh.
So $500 every couple of weeks,
Maybe using one like Venmo, one like PayPal, whatever else they got, Zelle or whatever. So maybe he's using different ones.
Right.
Cash App only lets you receive $1,000 in 30 days.
That's it.
Cash
App.
Too
much fraud. You mean from one person, not overall.
From one person.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure it's one person.
Right? I mean, you're stealing from yourself.
Yeah. Well, it's just crazy. And then leaving messages, phone messages. Boy, that's nauseous.
They were in a relationship. What's mine is yours, you know? I mean.
Yeah, that works. Okay.
Try it. Swing and a miss.
Yeah, well, he could have just told her, hey, baby, I want to go get high and save the stress of buenas noches.
He should have done that.
There you have it.
Okay, let's go to the streets of Nueva York, specifically the streets of Queens.
Queens.
Criminals with ties to MS-13 and some other gangs are selling fake green cards and fake social security cards to illegal immigrants, aka newcomers, on the street corners in Queens. This week, investigative reporters recorded at least 10 men camped out broad daylight at four different prominent street corners along Roosevelt Avenue in Queens, which is a main thoroughfare through Queens. The men were selling phony Social Security cards for $80 a piece.
Nice.
And bogus green cards for $250 a piece. The forged Social Security numbers can be used to open up a bank account and potentially obtain a real driver's license. The green cards, which are also known as permanent resident cards, give lawful immigrants the right to live and work in the United States, but obviously in the hands of an unlawful immigrant, they would do the same. Many immigrants buy the forgeries to land jobs where employers do not carefully inspect documents. Mm. But others could have a much darker intention for getting the cards. Armed with such an ID, a person could load up a truck with bombs and bring it underneath the Holland Tunnel and create something major and disastrous, warned Bruce Folkhart, who is a former special agent in charge of Homeland Security. For someone that wants to commit some kind of terrorist act or is a legitimate national security threat, it's easy to establish this second life within the U.S. with these documents. And so, we're vulnerable to another 9/11 is what Folkhart is saying. Video from the investigative reports and these people were working for the New York Post, showed five hooded men gathered outside a bakery whispering social, social to passersby and chatting up Spanish-speaking clients near a massage parlor. One of the hooded men offered the reporter a pristine Social Security card for $80. It worked, he said, showing him an example of the forged document on his phone. And he said, I need your name, your whole name, your age, and I can take your picture. So one black market seller bought a reporter brought the reporter into a stairwell beneath the barbershop where he asked him to enter his name, age, and country of origin into a phone. The salesman initially asked for $200 for the green card and $80 for the Social Security card, but negotiated down to $250 for the two of them. The Roosevelt Avenue sellers are affiliated with the 18th Street Gang and with MS-13, so say NYPD. This has become big business. Roosevelt Avenue is known to investigators as the East Coast epicenter of fake IDs. Area residents and workers are outraged by the fake ID mills in their midst. The influx of nearly 180,000, I can't believe it's that many, into New York City, immigrants into New York City since the spring of 2022 has created a higher demand for the cards. People from other boroughs are coming specifically to this area to get the IDs. Illegal immigrant Diego Ibarra, who is actually the brother of Jose Ibarra, who is the man accused of the murder of nursing student Lakin Riley in Georgia, is in Diego's in federal custody in a case on possession of a fake green card, a fake ID card he used to get the work at the University of Georgia in Athens. And so the brother who had gotten the fake ID this way got the job down in Athens that had his brother follow him there. And he obviously obtained the documentation this same way. So it is scary stuff that is going on along Roosevelt Avenue in Queens.
Yeah, you can get that shit off the dark net. I guess they just don't have the means to know how to do that. But I sure would like to have Roosevelt Street when I was underage.
Yeah.
Give me a.
Did you have a fake ID?
I did. I had one that I altered. I got busted with it one time.
Did you have when I had mine, the driver's licenses in New York didn't have pictures on them.
Oh, no, this had a picture on it. I just altered the date through the back of the card. And it was over at Cortana Mall, like TGI Fridays or something. And I was at the bar, and the bartender grabbed it, and he looked at it, and he's like, "This is a fake ID. I'm calling the cops." I said, "Good." And I reached out and snatched it out the door. But, yeah, I mean, no, it's no joke of matter, obviously. I mean, law of supply and demand.
That's it.
I mean, they're there, 180-some thousand of them.
Crazy. That's right.
Crazy.
All right, well, we're going to go to Wisconsin.
Oh, that's my
home. And look, your business ain't the only one to change her name legally in Wisconsin. It must be a thing in Wisconsin with these crazy names. So now they have a Wisconsin name who has legally changed his name to D's Nuts.
Come on.
He has been arrested following a violent domestic confrontation.
How do you plead, Mr. D's Nuts?
What's your name? D's Nuts. Oh, I love it. And look, they don't be a smart. No, right, really. No, my name's D's Nuts.
D's Nuts.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. D's Nuts Kroll, 42, was busted Thursday night for battery and disorderly conduct, both misdemeanors. That's according to a criminal complaint, which includes a Green Bay Police Department officer's observation that D's Nuts appear to be highly intoxicated. Oh, God. D's Nuts. Crow punched and shoved his daughter and fought with her boyfriend at the home where the trio resides. Crow accused his daughter of failing to do small household chores and care for the puppies. At one point, Crow, who was unencumbered by a shirt, pulls out a BB gun that resembled a pistol. Right. He was booked into the Brown County Jail, from which he was released after posting a $1,000 bond. Born with the first name Derek, Kroll originally changed his name to Dez Nuts, spelled D-E-Z hyphen Nuts, in 2011. Then, 6 years later, he successfully petitioned to add an E to his first name, making it D's Nuts, saying it was not spelled right in the application. We do have the handwritten 2017 name change application that we're going to post on Facebook because it's pretty funny. And it's, you know, it's he just literally wrote, "I wish to change my name to D's Nuts for the following reasons. It was not spelled right." So D's Nuts is in jail.
I'm sitting here trying to think of a name I could change my shit to. It's better than that. And I can't come up with any.
D's Nuts is perfect.
Get on D's Nuts.
What if him and your business got together?
You think he introduces himself that way to everyone?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's his name.
He changed it in 2011, but he's so fucking stupid he misspelled it.
Well, he looks like someone that you would think was named D's Nuts.
Absolutely.
And that's crazy. So we'll post all that for you. I'll get a kick out of this on Facebook.
D's Nuts. Yep. There you have it. D's Nuts. Have it. That's another original, never before heard in my career.
Well, I received special board dispensation.
All right.
While you were gone.
For?
To tell you about a major robbery in the NFL.
Okay. Please don't say that chick thing.
Please, God.
Is that what it is?
No. The Philadelphia Eagles stole Saquon Barkley from my Giants.
I saw that, but you know who I saw you Giants are getting today? Possibly? Derrick Henry.
There's a lot of running backs in the mix. But actually, I was just doing that to fuck with you. I'm not doing an NFL story.
I thought Barkley ended up signing that.
He signed with the – no, it's a true story. He signed with the Eagle.
I thought I read yesterday that – he actually staying with the Giants, but then I read this morning that Derrick Henry is probably going. So,
well, they're talking about Joe Mixon too from Cincinnati, and they signed Singletary yesterday. So, but you know, Saquon's he's my guy, and now he's a fucking Eagle. Hurt. Go anywhere, but don't go to the Eagles.
He got hurt too.
Anyway,
much.
this is not a sports report. This is a report about a witch doctor.
Uh-oh.
A Georgia witch doctor who has now been sentenced to life in prison after police say he sexually assaulted a woman during a, quote, ritual. Mm. The Gwinnett DA's office announced that Hassan Shalgeen, 45, was found guilty of rape, false imprisonment, theft by taking, sexual battery, and battery. His trial began on Feb 26 and ended last Tuesday morning after the jury deliberated for more than a day. According to prosecutors, the woman visited Shalgeen at his apartment on Feb 5 of 2023 to receive a, quote, spiritual cleansing through a, quote, ritual. The two communicated via social media, and Shalgeen charged her $1,500 for the spiritual cleansing. The woman agreed to pay a $200 deposit and said she would send the rest of the funds through in installments over 30 days. After being told that the ritual would take 3 hours, the woman was given a white nightgown to wear. The woman was allegedly unnerved when she saw a handgun while entering the home, but she reluctantly moved forward and agreed to change clothes. Prosecutors said that after she changed, Shalgeen forced himself on her and sexually assaulted and raped her twice. Although Shalgeen allegedly refused to let her go, he eventually let her get dressed and agreed to release her after she gave him an additional $300. Sorry.
$500 to get double raped and kidnapped.
After sending him the money via an app, the woman left the home and reported the incident to the Duluth Police Department. The officers obtained a search warrant for Shaljean's apartment and found evidence linking him to the incident. Following his arrest, the media picked up the incident, and four other women came forward contacting police to report similar encounters that they had had with Shalgeen. Two of them testified for the prosecution at his trial. Gwinnett DA Patsy Austin Gatson spoke out after his conviction, saying victims should not have to feel like they are alone when dealing with this type of crime. We encourage people who have experienced such heinous crimes to come forward. They will get justice. We thank the team that worked on this case. And we thank the jury for returning a conviction.
I don't understand how you think you're going to get away with that.
Yeah.
I mean, you pay the money and you go in, you get raped twice, held against your will, and then you have to give more money before you get out. At some point, somebody's going to tell on you.
Well, and these people are all frauds. I mean, the ones offering these kind of things, and you see them on some of these Housewives reality shows. They all go to see this spiritual healer, and you know inside of
anybody needs
5 seconds
spiritual healing, and you want to give me $1,500, I can come up. I ain't gonna rape you. I can come up with something that'd be more believable than that.
No, that guy's not going to be available.
Yeah, crazy.
Well, we're gonna go to Fort Walton Beach, Florida, where me and Woody spent many nights at the Pink Carousel.
Caches, the Blue Horizon, and then Caches, and then the Kettle.
Yeah.
That's where I'm dining Nash there.
That's right, and I'm trying to remember a couple of them bars. Club La Vila. Well,
Club
La Vila,
Caches, and Spinnaker's.
Spinnaker's.
Is that where all the dollars are on the ceiling in that place?
That was they had a couple of those.
That's
the Kettle is like a Waffle House.
Yeah.
The Kettle was the
That was when you
I thought it was Fort Walton. There's a place
when you had to eat or you would die.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and La Vila was just a big pool.
The Blue Horizon was the cheapest place on the strip.
All right, well, we're going to go to Fort Walton Beach, and a 16-year-old visiting from Texas for spring break has been arrested and facing child abuse, among other charges, after Florida deputies say he shot three kids with a BB gun over the weekend.
Oh.
According to the Walton County Sheriff's Office, on the evening of Saturday, March 9th, deputies rushed to the Adigo condos in Santa Rosa Beach after receiving a report that someone in a black Audi rolled down the passenger window and fired 20 rounds from a BB gun.
Yes, indeed.
At a family walking home from dinner. Now, that ain't cool. No. That ain't cool at all.
If you shoot me with a BB gun, you're going to get the worst ass whipping you ever got.
Oh, my God. Have you ever been shot with a BB gun?
Yes, I have.
I have as well.
And it sucks.
Yeah.
But it's not going to kill you.
You're shot in the ass.
But at a family walking on the side of the road?
The shooting them. Oh, yeah. I hope this dude shot.
Random. He didn't know the family?
He did not know the family. Deputies say the BBs hit three different kids, ages 10, 15, and 17. A release from the police department says deputies found the black Audi parked near Seaside School with a Glock 19 CO2-style BB gun laying in the rear passenger floorboard and waited near the car until the two people returned. It's important to mention, those CO2 BB guns ain't no joke. That's like a real bullet, almost. After questioning the two people who returned to the car, investigators say they identified a 16-year-old from Texas as the main suspect and were able to find the teen by his Snapchat locator. How about that?
I'm pretty sure those other dudes did, and they blamed it on the 16-year-old. She's a juvenile.
Deputies claim the 16-year-old teen later admitted he shot BBs at the family walking on the sidewalk and was charged with aggravated battery, shooting deadly missiles from a vehicle, and child abuse.
The hell?
I'm telling you, it must be
Dr. Evil they're charging.
The 16-year-old was transported.
Shout out to Astepro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
My allergies are throwing my whole morning off. Do I sound different to you?
I love it. You sound like, it's that time of year there, bro.
I sound different to me. I feel like I'm in a submarine.
Yeah, well, have you tried Astepro? It's faster, bro. Oh. All right? Astepro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astepro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astepro delivers full prescription strength, indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Hey, I use this, and you should too, Jim. Last weekend, I planted my garden, and it's that time of the year, and my allergies really kicked up with it, right? I use Astepro every time my nasal allergies flare up, and I'm always amazed at how fast I'm back in the game, down on those roads, planting my stuff.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astepro. Go to AstaProAllergy.com for a discount so you can Astepro and go today. AsteproAllergy.com. It's faster, bro. Uses directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Astepro and go.
You guys know what May 12th is? Sunday, May 12th?
Mama's Day.
That would be correct. It's Mother's Day. So let me ask you, do you basically get your mom the same gift every year for Mother's Day? Maybe some flowers, some chocolates, maybe a robe or a framed photo, boring stuff, right?
Right.
Well, let me tell you about something that's totally cool and different from Mother's Day that will never wilt, spoil, or put an extra 10 pounds around her waist. I'm talking about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty unique. Cool, right?
Right.
Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. Your mom can either type a response to the email, or she can record her voice if she prefers to do that, or she can do both. Cool. And MyLifeInABook.com then compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book, as well as an audiobook. And if you want, and she's up to the task technically, you know, the audiobook is a great extra thing to be able to do. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and your future generations can treasure. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is kind of your chance to give her a way to share them. Every family's a little bit different. And in my family, we love to give each other a really hard time. So I've taken the approach in doing this of asking my mom to comment on some of those family moments that might be a bit embarrassing to other family members. Last week, my question was, Mom, did you feel guilty that day you hit me over the head with your wooden clog and Dad had to take me to the hospital for 8 stitches? Mom's response, back in the day, I was the disciplinarian of the house, and when you were 8 years old, you refused to get out of Nancy's, that's my sister's, plastic kiddie pool. I told you 10 times to get out of the damn pool. You didn't listen, so I chased you around the yard, and when you slipped, I nailed you right on the head. That was the last time you got in that kiddie pool. Of course, Dad had to lie to the ER and tell him that that you fell on your head, but I nailed you good. The entire process with my life in a book is simple. And in the end, Mom will have a great keepsake that can remain in your family for generations.
Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code RLRC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code RLRC for 10% off today. To the Department of Juvenile Justice in Crestview. But how about that? Explain that one to Daddy when you get home.
Yes, indeed. I got my first tattoo in Fort Walton also.
Did you really?
Yep. And the but yeah, you know, but I really could have, you know, shot somebody in the eye and killed him or something, right?
He just unloaded. Or the temple?
Just,
or
I mean, what the hell happened to just shooting stop signs? Yeah, just shoot a stop sign.
I used to put up the little cans, like empty beer. Well, not empty beer can, empty Coke cans.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure it was beer cans.
Well, and you know if they didn't know him.
I can't get in trouble now.
You know they didn't just shoot at one random family.
They
were on a joyride taking shots at.
But you know, probably knows. They shot a lot of adults that didn't report it, too.
You know, the messed up thing, though, is, okay, that was a prank, right? The guy rolls down the window and just starts doing that. What if the guy was packing that he was shooting at, the dad,
exactly.
And he turns around and just freaking lights up that whole car, with real bullets?
Yeah, then it'd been some street justice.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So you got to be careful about those pranks these days.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a prank. It's pretty fucking
non-funny prank.
I used to throw Chinese stars at my friend, make him run in zigzags.
Yeah, there you go.
Now that's fun.
I'd only throw him at his feet.
Yeah.
That's logical fun.
We used to peg knives. Play peg
knives.
You ever play that?
Chicken with the knives?
No, but you take a root to peg.
Yeah.
That's what it was called.
I remember.
And you put the peg in the ground and you threw the knife. You had to put your feet on either side of it. You threw the knife, and if they didn't hit you, you had to get the peg out with your mouth, something like that. Some good stupid shit.
Yeah.
You boys in the South,
right?
Had some great fun games. Well, let's go back to Georgia. We've been in Georgia a lot.
Yeah, a couple times today.
Two Georgia men have been indicted on several federal charges in connection with a home explosion. Stephen Glosser, who's 37, and Caleb Kinsey, who's 34, were arrested a month after the explosion in Richmond Hill, Georgia. Authorities in Georgia responded to an explosion at a residential structure back on January 13th of 2023. The explosion reportedly took place around 5 a.m., and the police soon determined the cause of the explosion was an improvised explosive device. The people inside, which was a woman and her child, were able to escape the attack unharmed. According to authorities, the woman and her child, who have not been named by authorities, had just moved into the home the day before the explosion. Literally 24 hours they're there. Bryan County Sheriff Mark Crow said the woman had a prior relationship with one of the suspects, but he did not clarify which one. Authorities have not specified a possible motive. Glosser was arrested locally, and Kinsey was arrested in Louisiana in February of 23. This all happened a year ago, Ago, so why are you telling us about it now? Well, I'm telling you about it now because the men were just indicted on Thursday by the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of Georgia. The authorities said in the indictment that between December of 22 and January of 23, Glosser and Kinsey allegedly hatched several plans to harm the victim and her daughter. The indictment claims the men were allegedly planning to release, quote, a large python into the victim's home to eat the victim's daughter. Large python into the home to eat the victim's daughter.
Did the daughter have like a tracking device on her that the python was trained for?
I don't know anything about the python's training.
Why would it not just eat everybody now?
Well, it also alleges that they plan to scalp the woman before blowing up the home.
Not,
so
not something you ever want to say. I've seen
so
that.
A large python to eat the daughter and a scalping of the woman. They also allegedly plan to shoot arrows into the woman's front door and mail dog feces or dead rats to her. The indictment alleges Glosser searched online to find the woman's address and mapped out a path to her home. The duo allegedly made an explosive device and then, quote, used the destructive device to blow up the victim's home. The men have been charged with stalking, use of an explosive to commit a felony, and conspiracy, among other charges. Kinsey is additionally charged with providing a false statement while purchasing a firearm and possession
nobody
of a firearm.
Nobody got hurt, huh?
Nobody got hurt. I don't know about the state of health of the python or if a python was ever purchased.
Aren't cheap. That's a lot of money.
I used to have a ball python.
I think you told me that before. Yeah.
But
how are you going to just release a python?
And how's it going to know who to go?
And right. You're blowing up. Yeah. I mean, first of all, and horrible. You're blowing up the house, but
smelling dog shit
but
and everything.
But scalping the woman and the python.
Ooh, I don't want to get fucking scalped. I've seen that a couple times. No. That is not pretty.
I can imagine it. No.
And it doesn't mean it's going to kill you.
Right.
Scalping means just fucking you up.
Well, happy ending.
Yeah.
No dead python, no dead daughter, no dead mom. Bad guy in jail.
One insurance claim on a new house.
Yeah.
Crazy.
No doubt about that. Little Mile High Crime Time. And we're going to tell you about a little different one today. And, you know, you never think about this when you go to the airport, but who cleans it, right? All those hard workers that go around and they change.
Yeah, airports are usually
trash and airports are huge. Shiny. Imagine how many garbage cans you got in an airport, these big ones. So, you know, they're having some issues over their pay. And a lot of these are in control of unions. You know, they work for them. The sanitation business. Over a dozen people were arrested at the Minneapolis St. Paul airport on Wednesday during the third and final day of an unfair labor practices strike for thousands of Twin City janitors. According to the Services Employee International Union, 15 people were arrested for civil disobedience. Over 4,000 commercial janitors began a three-day strike at 6 a.m. outside the Ameriprise headquarters in downtown Minneapolis on Monday. And since then, workers have picketed at over 100 buildings across the area. The majority of those janitors average $18 an hour. Avril Lopez, a janitor in the union's vice president, says it's just not enough for her and her two children. It's hard to live on $18 an hour because rent is so high, the groceries are so high, and we have a lot of things to pay, and $18 is not enough. The striking janitors will return to work Thursday morning before the union and employers hit the bargaining table on Friday. And but I bet that was a dirty airport day.
Here's the deal. You can strike for 3 days, but somebody's still got to take the trash out.
Yeah.
Going back on the fourth day, now you got to do 4 days of work for $18 an hour. Do you know what the
4,000 janitors.
Do you know what $18 an hour gets you? 2.5 bags of Doritos.
Yeah,
now.
That's nothing. Man. I mean, it's really,
if you're working 40 hours a week, it's $720.
I know, but that you can't, fuck, you spend two kids more than that on groceries.
And yourself, and that's gone. I mean, you just.
I didn't even know that.
You either got to have another income or you got to have a higher paying job or you got to work more hours.
I'm sure most of them are working multiple jobs.
Yeah,
right. It's crazy.
4,000 janitors. In Minneapolis.
Yes. I think about a minute. I was there for Monday Night Football.
That's right.
It's a pretty
new stadium.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, that thing was fine.
The Viking Stadium's pretty beautiful.
It's pretty fine. Hey, you heard Kirk Cousins has been transferred to Atlanta.
Oh.
Yep.
Lots of movement there. The whole sports game is just crazy. You know, they're looking at high school for NIL now.
Really?
NIL in high school. Can you imagine that?
That'd be getting lots of
No sun. Wonder Nick Saban said, I'm out.
Kinky Crimes, Tom.
Kinky Crimes 4.
Thirsty
Thursday. So y'all, you know, group sex.
No picture show this
group,
time.
Group sex. The group sex, I guess, you know, if you're into that, that's cool. Except for when it ends with handcuffs. So a dispute over whether a planned threesome would expand to a foursome resulted in a series of arrests Monday at a New York State casino.
Ooh.
Right? Police say that a married Massachusetts couple arranged to have a threesome with an upstate New York woman they met at Rivers Casino and Resort in Schenectady.
Schenectady.
But the ménage à trois plan came apart when the women began bickering inside Duke's Chop House, a restaurant just off the casino's gaming floor. The argument occurred when one of the three suspects suggested adding a fourth party.
Oh,
right, to their planned sexual encounter.
The more the merrier,
right? And they didn't like that evidently too much. A police spokesman did not know who floated the foursome or whether the proposed additional party was a male or female. I bet you it was a male. The husband wife bringing in a female, and she's like, let me bring
in
my dude.
Yeah, because I don't think there'd be a big argument if it was
we're playing female. Alone, but I need to bring in my dude, too. I had no extra dong at this party for you. But anyway, the dispute turned physical when Judy Maxwell, who's 21, threw a drinking glass while arguing with Elizabeth Anderson, 49. So I bet you it's the 49-year-old couple that had the 21-year-old coming, but we'll see. But when cops arrived to break up the fight, Anderson struggled with officers and refused to get up from the floor after being handcuffed. When Anderson was brought to her feet, her husband, Donald Huff, 62, stood in the way of officers as they were attempting to escort his wife out the casino. Mm-hmm. And they were charged with disorderly conduct, and that's Anderson and Maxwell were. And Anderson and Huff were charged with obstruction of governmental administration. And we have the pictures. Holy shit. So takes all kinds to make the world go around.
It does. Right? And these two weren't down with a foursome.
Right. I wonder where the foursome was probably sitting at another table watching the signal. But, you got a 62-year-old and a 49-year-old having a threesome with a 21-year-old. I'm pretty sure there was some money exchanged in that deal, too.
Maybe.
Might have been
freaky, bro.
Take the $1,000 off and bring in my hubby.
Yeah.
Or my boyfriend.
That's right.
Kinky crimes for Thursday in Schenectady.
Crazy Schenectady.
Schenectady, New York.
That's near Albany.
Yeah.
Which is the state capital of New York.
That's very good.
I found us a dumb serial killer.
We had one recently.
I found us another dumb serial killer.
The one you had in Washington that was putting bodies in shopping carts?
Yeah. Yeah. There was that guy. But this guy's Scottish.
Uh-oh.
His name is Dennis Nilsson. He's also known as the Muswell Hill Murderer.
Mm.
He was a necrophile who murdered at least 12 young men between 1978 and 1983 in London.
A long time ago.
Yes. But Dennis would lure these men with guile into his apartment, and then he would kill them by strangulation or drowning.
With guile.
With guile.
Yeah, I could have gotten rid of it.
The guy must have been a female.
I mean, it's one thing to lure him, but we lure him with guile.
I seldom use the word guile.
Well, I thought guile was the name of a female.
Thought it was time for me to use it. Nilsson loved to keep the corpses of the men that he killed.
That's what the necrophilia would come in, I would imagine. Yeah.
He would store them in his ground floor apartment, but he was never found out. He would use deodorants and would even burn the bodies in the nearby garden and then cover the smell. And that was a a public garden, meaning all the other apartments had access to that garden. So
pretty good for composting and make your flowers grow.
So his neighbors would gather around afterwards, and no one ever suspected a thing. So his neighbors were doing whatever they were doing in that same garden area where he had buried victims. Who knows how long he would have gone without getting caught had he not become a bit lazy. Dennis decided to move from his ground floor apartment to a larger and refurbished apartment on the third floor. Being on the third floor, he could no longer easily move his bodies outside into the garden, and there was no easy way to get them downstairs. So instead, he decided to try and flush their remains down the toilet.
That's wise.
So after cutting them up and putting parts into the toilet for a few weeks, he became frustrated and wrote a letter to his landlord complaining that the pipe drains weren't working properly and water was backing up into his apartment.
Snaking out.
The building's landlord had a plumber dispatched to see about the issues. It wasn't long before the plumber was able to diagnose the issue and explain the problem to the landlord. It seems a large amount of, quote, flesh and bones was found in the pipes, and the problem was emanating from Dennis Nilsson's apartment. The police were called, and the home was searched. The rest of his victims' remains were found in his apartment shortly after. Dennis confessed and spent the rest of his life in prison. Truly amazing that a brutal serial killer who had eluded capture for 5 years didn't understand the basics of plumbing. But now he plays the banjo and admires the amazing plumbing inside of Scottish prison.
He deserves a spot in the Banjo Hall of Fame. How in the fuck do you think you're going to flush a body down a toilet?
Yeah. Well, he got – amazingly, this guy was smart enough to get away with murder for 5 years. Yeah. And then decided that he could just flush body parts. Yeah. Scottish Dennis Nilsson, the Muswell Hill murderer.
I don't know where you found that one. Was a good one. Flesh and bones and flesh and body parts. I'm thinking you can't even flush toilet paper half the time.
I got the dumb criminals board game. I told you about that.
Yeah, that's right. Is that where you got this from?
That one came right out of the dumb criminals board game.
It paid for itself.
I don't think it did, but the Muswell Hill murderer was in the dumb criminals board game.
There you go. Well,
any final thought?
I just love our listeners.
Fuck the Eagles. Yeah. I hope he fumbles 6 times this year and like never scores.
He's going to get hurt. He gets hurt every year.
He's going to get hurt too.
Yeah. Not. I don't wish that he gets hurt, but he's going to get hurt. I don't know. Kelsey's not there.
Right.
Block for him, right? So.
Look at Woody.
I don't know.
Throwing offensive lineman names around like they're nothing.
Believe it or
that's
not,
only because he follows Taylor Swift and knows that Jason Kelsey's always around his brother.
That's exactly and Taylor. It.
Are you going to her show? She's coming to town.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be there.
You'll be there? The pre-show Swifty party in the lot. You're going to be there?
I got Swifty parties. I got a private bus with her on it and everything else.
I know.
And then I woke up.
Miss Jerry thought you were going to do this. She said, is Woody going? She was trying to get me to get tickets. She goes, I know Woody's going.
Then I woke up because I was having a nightmare. Hey, you know what? I had the night sweats last night like a motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah, like waking up every 5 minutes, something, a whole thing. Yeah, maybe so. We were going through menopause.
Well, dudes get that, I think.
I don't know. I think it was a lot of alcohol.
It could have been.
Because I was drinking.
I would say that's probably the more likely culprit.
Because I quit drinking alcohol and then started drinking Recess and my body's detoxed from alcohol and all those Wisconsin days.
Right.
Right. But anyway, that was the real deal.
We should send them a case.
First time I had that. Yeah, but anyway,
probably great with Boar. A little Boar and a little Recess.
So it's not just Boars, it's Sal's too. But anyway, I love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you for liking and listening and sharing and keep doing it, people. We love y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep doing it, people. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Get on the stick.
Yeah.
All right, until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody O.
Oh, and don't forget, everybody, I don't know how we're pulling this off, but we are a week from
being in Broussard
today.
Being in Bruce Harbor.
Going to be in Bruce Harbor. You'll hear that show next Friday. So we're going to do the show from Louisiana Funeral Services, and should be interesting to see how long I stay passed out on the floor after I see a body part.
I think you're going to be really amazed like I was when I met him. This is not a shame slug. I really was. And Roy's a veteran. Like me, and we were in the same time and everything else, and of course it was super cool, but the shit that they have is so much more than what we talk about. And when they were telling me and some of the new products stuff, I was like, holy fuck, I wish we'd have had that when I was coming up.
I need some of that stuff. What's the stuff they all put under their noses when they go to crime scenes? What is that?
That's
not vapor. Vaseline.
Yeah, it's Vicks.
Just Vaseline?
Vicks vapor. No, not Vaseline.
Oh, it's like Vicks vapor.
The no, Vaseline, it's the smell. Smelling. The Vicks vapor rub.
So they're smelling the Vicks.
But I've never, for the record, I've never done that in my entire life. And
for the record, I'll have every precaution that you possibly can.
All you have to do is learn how to breathe through your mouth. That's true. Even when I clean all the hogs, the deer, whatever, I just breathe in my mouth. And I need, it doesn't matter if it's a gut shot or not. But don't ever slip up and get it in your nose.
Yeah, but I'm going to want to know the smell.
Why?
Like once, and then I'll breathe out of my mouth.
But when you smell
but
it
when I get
time,
hit with that first
you
shot, I'm
smell it when you walk
down.
In. Well, I'm not going to get away. I'm going to say this. I asked Roy, and I didn't tell y'all this. I said, Roy, is there any truth? First homicide school I went to 30 years ago, they told us that 90% of all people that die violent deaths have at least one tattoo. And it's like, what? I said, that's what they told me all those years ago. He said, you know what? Now, and there was another guy, another coroner that was there standing talking at the table. He's like, man, that's crazy. So I think they're actually going to start keeping stats on that.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go.
That's interesting.
But that's it. Love y'all.
All right. Until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
And I'm Mike Agavino.
Your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.